El Barrio Azteca in Laredo is a neighborhood clinging to life on the banks of the Rio Grande. Its narrow streets once were filled with homes, shops, schools, tortilla factories, and bakeries. Shopkeepers lived next to their businesses, the border equivalent of living above the store. Teatro Azteca, which gave the area its name, showed Spanish-language movies. Today, there's a handful of used clothing stores and auto-related businesses, a modern housing project, and a hulking U.S. Border Patrol station. A section of small Spanish colonial revival homes built in the 1920s remains pristine. Other structures are tumble-down, their decorative wrought iron rusting or falling apart. Teatro Azteca, with its graceful parapet and checkerboard tile entryway, stands boarded and empty. In 1976, an extension of Interstate 35 wiped out 13 blocks where some of the oldest buildings stood. Still, the remaining 53 blocks have a certain charm. They paint a picture of the neighborhood's social history, beginning in the 1870s. Gabled Queen Anne cottages rub shoulders with board and batten homes, bungalows and flat-roofed residences made of stone or brick. The brick was locally produced in soft shades from beige to salmon. It was used for walls, decorative moldings, and cornices. Some brick structures are time-worn, others have been painted Mediterranean blue and electric pink. Fishscale gables on the Queen Anne residences speak of a style imported from the East Coast. Some homes were expanded in a variety of styles that evolved as a border building vernacular. Structures stand close to the street, as in Mexico. Lush bougainvillea softens the landscape. An economic development corporation is working to preserve and revitalize El Barrio Azteca. The neighborhood's golden days may be gone, but its architecture bears witness to the borderland's diversity and to its history.